Multi-drug-resistant and extensively drug-resistant tuberculosis are already worldwide concerns. Enter now the worldwide epidemic of diabetes, which a recent Lancet series identified as a risk factor for the development of TB, and conditions seem ripe for the perfect storm. Jonathan Golub, a TB and diabetes expert at Johns Hopkins, echoes these sentiments.
I think it could become huge. In these countries where tuberculosis has been out of control in epidemic proportions for many years, we're starting to see a slow decline in tuberculosis globally, which is wonderful. However, if you start to think about diabetes as a risk factor for TB, and if diabetes starts to increase in these settings, then you have a whole lot more people who are now at risk of developing TB, and therefore you might stem the declines that we're seeing in tuberculosis globally.
Golub reiterates that prevention of both TB and diabetes remains the best intervention. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.